Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
723 WCCO. Dave Lee here on the Morning News. Senator Scott Jensen joins us this morning on WCCO. And he, of course, as some of you may be aware, is among a bipartisan group of our state senators here in Minnesota that were proposing universal background checks for gun sales. We've asked Doc to join us this morning. Scott, good morning. How are you?
Very good. Thank you, Dave, for having me on your show.
No, thanks for coming on. I appreciate that. So for folks who may not be aware, Monday you talked about this. Could you kind of tell us what the idea is behind the bill?
Well, obviously, we've all heard the thunder of the noise of people clamoring for something to be done after the Florida shooting. And I think it's been also remarkable that there's been a hesitation to discuss openly all the options. I think our caucus has taken the right steps by saying we're going to focus on school safety. We're going to do what we can. We're going to try to reach down and do more for mental health. I think what we're trying to do on Monday is we're trying to ask ourselves, what can we all agree on? And even the NRA is emerging in this conversation saying that they will also want to do something about keeping guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them. Chris Cox said the other day, if we want to prevent future atrocities, we must look for solutions to keep guns out of the hands of those who are a danger to themselves or others while protecting the rights of law-abiding Americans, and I couldn't agree more. I ask myself, if I didn't think I could pass a background check, how would I get a gun? And I probably have three choices. If I didn't want to go breaking into someone's house and stealing one, I'd probably think about going online. I'd think about going to a gun show where maybe things wouldn't be quite as rigidly conform to the law, or I think about possibly having someone else buy it. And those are the three things that these two bills do. They try to close those loopholes. And I think that Senator Gazelka is right. We're probably not going to be able to get that done this session. But I think it's good to expand the lines of the conversation.
What would the penalty be?
Well, I don't think these bills are ready for prime time. I mean, we've got a misdemeanor and then a second offense. It steps up. Quite honestly, Dave, I think we need help there. We need the experience of some of the seasoned legislators to help walk alongside of us and make this bill better. But I think the last thing we want to do is make lawbreakers out of law-abiding citizens. And I think that that's why if we really want to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them, we need to do some of these common sense things. And I think we already have universal background laws in place. We're just trying to close a few loopholes.
You know, as a doctor, too, Senator, you probably have good insight into this, but what do you see on the approach for mental health issues?
Well, I think that's the elephant in the room. Everybody talks about what can we do for mental health, but obviously there are limited funds, and nobody seems to be walking the walk. So I think it was about a year ago, one of the first things that happened to a major insurance carrier out here is they hired another company to manage all their claims with mental health. And that company came in, and the first thing they did was slash reimbursement by 40%. We've got to get serious. There are troubled kids that are showing signs. Obviously, that was the case in Florida. We need to have a more robust way of getting school districts able to connect immediately with mental health services. We need to do more. I think that between safe schools, really trying to do something with mental health, and then trying to firm up some of the loopholes in the universal background check and eliminating straw man purchases, I think that's a start. But it's obviously not the end point.
On another subject, before I let you go, we have the state of the state tomorrow. What are you expecting from the governor?
Well, I ran into the governor, and he sort of chuckled and told me, Doc, you know what I'm going to do this year? I got a new strategy. And I said, what's that? And he said, I'm going to keep my speech shorter so that I can get through it without needing your help. And I thought that was pretty funny. So I think we might see a little shorter speech. And I think he's going to come out and he's going to support safe schools. I think he's going to come out and advocate for mental health. I think Governor Dayton works hard and wants to do the best he can. And I think he'd like to have the last year be a good legislative year. I think he's going to push for a bonding bill. And I think there's a reasonable chance that we can get that done.
Yeah, we almost forgot that he did pass out last year at that State of the State, which was scary at the time that it happened. And then the other question I had for you, I want to get back to the gun thing just briefly here, but I know that our largest physicians organization in our state called for a ban on assault weapons. You're a doctor, and tell me about your thoughts on that.
Assault weapons is, I think, a whole nother realm of discussion. I'm not an expert in guns. I do have a permit to carry, and I joined the NRA a couple of years ago when I decided to run so that I would understand better the issues at hand. I really don't have any particular expertise on weighing into assault rifles. To me, that starts to take away Second Amendment rights. It does bother me when we talk about raising the age from 18 to 21 when we have veterans over in Afghanistan or in the Mideast, and they're very, very adept with guns. And then we say, oh, by the way, when you come over here, you can't buy this gun or that gun, the guns that you've been using. So that's a whole other thing for me, and I'm not prepared to go in that direction.
Senator, appreciate your time. I hope you have a great session, and then we'll look forward to the State of the State tomorrow and stay in touch with you. Doc, thank you so much.
Thank you, David. I appreciate it.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.